The University of Oregon Board of Trustees voted unanimously today to remove the name of a leader of the Ku Klux Klan from a campus building. Dunn Hall will now be called Cedar Hall for now. KLCC's Rachel McDonald has more.
U of O President Michael Schill recommended denaming Dunn Hall. He credited the Black Student Task Force for bringing the issue to his attention last year. Schill made his decision based on research the U of O commissioned from three historians, which detailed Frederick Dunn's role in the KKK in the early 20th century.
Dunn was the exalted cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan, as all of us understand, was one of the most notorious organizations in American history and had a very ugly role in American history.
Schill says this is a symbolic act and there's more to be done to address concerns brought forward by the Black Student Task Force. Schill wants more time to consider whether to dename Dede Hall. Matthew Dede was a pro-slavery founder of the university and helped write the state's constitution, which originally outlawed blacks. I'm Rachel McDonald in Eugene.